This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Limestone mesas dominate the foreground, the pale strata angling skyward above what, even by West Texas standards, is a rough dirt road. Above the mesas, higher still, is the Sierra Vieja, red mountains, molten in appearance, though the volcanic eruptions that laid them ended 30 million years ago. Here, on the Pinto Canyon Ranch in Presidio County, researchers are traveling by all-terrain vehicle to Spirit Eye Cave. Collectors and looters dug the cave for a century, but what remains in foodstuffs and fibers, in potsherds and tools, is broadening our understanding of Big Bend prehistory. But cultural artifacts aren't the purpose of this outing. Archaeologist Brian Schroeder of Alpine Center for Big Bend Studies is escorting a different kind of scientist. Jim Mead is a paleontologist and the self-described number one, number two man. From Marfa Public Radio with the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter. Spirit Eye is an impressive cave system. Its vast central chamber was targeted by artifact hunters, but narrow shafts deep in the cave remain undisturbed. It was in one of these shafts that Schroeder uncovered a curious layer of reddish-brown organic material. He didn't know what it was, but he did know it was old, that it dated to the Ice Age, when people first arrived here. He asked specialists in this Paleo-Indian period what he might be overlooking.
And the resounding answer was sloth poop. We would all ask you why it's not sloth poop. who do I talk to about that? And Jim's name came up every single time. That you got to talk to Jim. His poop precedes him.
Mead is an expert in Ice Age dung.
A PhD does mean piled higher and deeper. And in this case, spot on.
Mead is the chief scientist at the Mammoth site in Hot Springs, South Dakota. He's excavated caves in the Grand Canyon with sloth dung deposits 5 feet thick. Schroeder mailed him a sample of what he'd found. Mead made the ID. This was the 13,000-year-old dung of a Shasta ground sloth, the first proof that they lived in the Big Bend. Mead wanted more, and Schroeder thought of a bolus, a turd, he'd seen in another shaft and which he'd taken for a donkey apple. This, too, was ground sloth dung, and it was 30,000 years old. Mead is here today to collect more samples.
That's all sloth. That's sloth. Let me take a picture of that.
Shasta ground sloths were browsers in canyons and mountains. They were smaller than the plains-dwelling megalonic sloth, but still weighed in at 500 pounds. Spirit Eye may have been a nesting cave. There may have been dung deposits in the main chamber, removed when collectors dug. This poo endured because of another creature, the pack rat. In assembling their debris piles, or middens, pack rats gather rocks, plants, and poop. Diverse dung smells can confuse predators. Pack rats often cement the debris together with their own urine. It was Pleistocene pack rats that spirited this dung into the cave's recesses. Mead has a nose for middens. He can estimate the age from texture and smell. It's a specialty that invites puns, but it's also powerful science. Even a casual glance at the midden is revelatory. There are juniper berries. Today, juniper is found at much higher elevations, but plant communities were different in the cooler, wetter span of the Ice Age. By analyzing plant material as well as microscopic pollen in the dung, Mead will be able to create a picture of what the Pleistocene Big Bend looked like.
So this is kind of empirical data that we needed. We don't have the bones, but we have the dung, so we can say, well, this is what they're eating here. Oh, that tells us what the environment is here. Well, that's reconstruction of the Ice Age environment.
The inside is a testament to Spirit Eye's rich record. It's also a testament to collaboration, Mead says.
This is opening up a new door, because a lot of times archaeology stops when the culture stops. My message is, every archaeologist that digs in a dry cave, if you have sediments below cultural, please dig down and tell me what you have, because there's probably a record that is incredibly interesting. And Brian has done that. He knows his
Nature Notes is supported by the Shield Ayers Foundation. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.